necessary or something. Okay. So one of the very interesting descriptions of the Aserda, of Matan Torah, which is Pesach Chumash, right? Which really highlights the uniqueness of the experience, especially if you take it literally, which many of the Mefarshim do, Chazal do, is the following. The pasuk says, this is all the way towards the end of the parasha, the kol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot ve'et ha'lapidim ve'et kol shofar ve'et har ha'shein v'yara'am v'yanu v'yamdu merachok. And all the people saw the sounds. And they saw the sounds. And the fire and the shofar. And they're like, ah. So you could have read it as something like, yeah, witness. And therefore you wouldn't be led to the conclusion, as Joey doesn't want to be led to the conclusion, that they saw sounds, right? No, I understand, right? Because normally you don't, right? You don't see sounds. I understand this. I have never seen a sound.
I too. I've seen,
you know, the closest I've been to seeing sounds, I think, is like an episode of The Magic School Bus when I was a kid, where they wear like magic glasses or something and see sounds. I mean, okay. So, you know, that doesn't normally happen. I am not, you know, capable of such things. So, yeah, right, you could have said that it means something more like witness. But Chazal and Rashi followed this, have this very succinct line. Ro'in et anishma. They saw that which was heard, literally, she'ev shar lerot, makom acher, that which cannot be seen elsewhere, meaning Chazal are quite aware of the fact that, you know, you don't normally see sounds. In this case,
they saw the air vibrating.
Yeah, so that's the question, right? Is what does it mean that you see sounds? Now, you're right, Joey. Some Mefarshim, like the Ibn Ezra, seems to take it more like you perceive. So he gives an example that Rabim kamo re'e ruach b'ni. Right? So like you have in Breishit that it says, see the scent of my son. Right? By Yitzchak and Yaakov. And there, clearly, it doesn't mean he sees the scent. I mean, I say clearly. I don't know. The Ibn Ezra says, Ibn Kaspi, who's like an uber rationalist, says, yeah, he gave Ibn Ezra Bazem, Mashamar Bazem Adomalo, Kibarshidrak, Shehargashota, Hamisha, Mithaber Makom Mechanunikra, Husha Mishutaf, Yasimu, Abrima, Hatahara, Heret, the Heni Vashem, and Rechenu Bene Paro. He says, look, the five senses all emerge from the same place. I don't know what he means by that. Meaning, we know it's true that they all emerge from the brain, that you don't really smell with your nose, you smell with your brain. You don't really smell with your eye, you see with your eyes, you smell, see with your brain. Right, so I don't know if he quite knew that, but therefore he says linguistically it is legitimate for us to say that to borrow. Rabban Ben Aramam seems to do think about it that way. He says, right? Why? Because we borrow all of these for about perception. We use all of it. I see, right? Can mean I visually see, or I see means I understand. I chop, right? I hear that, right? Which means I understand that, right? Something smells wrong, right? Is I feel like there's something wrong going on, right? We use all the senses, right? Or I do something that makes me uncomfortable. I say it leaves a bad taste in my mouth, right? We do use all the senses in that way about perception. So many of the Pashanim assume, yeah, it doesn't really mean this. But again, Chazal take the position that it means exactly what it says, that they see the sounds. Now, what does that... others have different interpretations. So, for example, the Rashbam says it means he sees that which causes the sounds, right? The hail and the stones that are coming amid the thunder, right? So that's another way
Where's
of negating...
Shofar?
What?
Where's the shofar?
Yeah, so it, whatever. It means, you know... So, again... So... All the Pashanim tried to figure this out, but again, the Midrash says they saw it. Now, what are they doing? So, at the very simplest level, what are Chazal doing by saying this?
They're trying to make
So the minimalist way could just be that it's a miracle, right? Meaning they're saying, look, this doesn't make sense, but it's a miracle and it's Matan Torah, so, you know, it was miraculous. But that doesn't really fully... capture everything that could be here. So what else might it mean? So here, right, people have all types of interesting interpretations. So for example, the Sfat Emet says that when I, and I'm not sure this is totally true, but he says, seeing, I see things as they are. But hearing, like what we do is we hear them, we receive them, and then we process them. We don't hear them necessarily how they are, right? We absorb it in a way that's not identical to the original sound. Now, I'm not sure that's true, right? But he argues that that's what's going on, is that normally, right, that the things we hear somewhat distorted, right? And here we saw them, meaning we absorb them as clearly as if we were seeing them, right? So seeing is like, right, the Sfat Emet is arguing that seeing is external, and hearing is like internal, right? Meaning, so if I leave it outside, it remains objective. Once it comes inside, it is less objective. But on the other hand, it becomes more of me, right? So he's arguing that basically what we're doing is, right, you're integrating both. Right, that you don't give up on either perspective. Right, on the one hand, it is objective. On the other hand, it becomes internalized and becomes ours. Now, how would you integrate it? So, think like a Hasidish master. So the answer for him is that this captures the duality of Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Right, that the fact that Torah has a written part, which I see, an oral part, right, and a oral Torah, right, that shows you that this objective part of the Torah and the subjective part of the Torah, or the part that human beings are involved with, right, the internal, the external, call it the intellectual, the emotional, call it the personal, call it the objective. Whatever it is, the point is that the duality of Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh allows it to have this duality, which is captured by the way we think of seeing and the way we think of hearing, and therefore you see that which is normally heard. Now, not surprisingly, many other Hasidish sources and mystical sources really do try to give other interpretations. I'm not going to go into all different types of Kabbalah. I can give you articles that will do it. But the point is that, right, the other way, the non-pshat way, or not the pashtani way, but the following Chazal is that, yes, right, it wasn't just that it's miraculous, but what is the common denominator between the Sfat Emet, and let's say Rav Kook has this, so the other, the Mikubalim, is this idea that, no, what happened was that normal experience, we perceive certain things in certain ways, and what Matan Torah did was it created a new type of experience where it recognized that the Torah is so great that we can't rely on just the normal experience, but we need to basically integrate all forms of experience and understanding into one to get the Torah. And again, in other Kabbalists, seeing means understanding, while hearing means knowing that something exists without actually being able to comprehend it, right? So this is from Yosef Ibn Jikatila, and therefore he says what it means here is that which we normally could only understand that it exists without understanding what the actual content, we were able to actually understand, right? Which is another way of saying it. Meaning normally hearing is like, okay, I know something's happening, right? I hear noise. I can't necessarily distinguish it, right? And then but I would actually see it. Normally, we can only have like a generic understanding of God and his essence, and the Jews were able to actually perceive it. But I think if you're going to go in the direction of Chazal, then I think, right, these types of sources are actually very helpful, because I can't imagine that all Chazal meant was they saw that which was normally heard. It was a miraculous event. Yay. Right? Wonderful. Right? But the idea that, no, what it's highlighting is that this experience was fundamentally different. Right? And that by highlighting that we saw that which was heard and mixing the senses, it's highlighting the fact that there was a different type of experience, a different level of understanding. That, I think, has to be true, however you want to take it, right? Whether it's that we gained understanding of that which we can only understand generically, or it's that we were able to integrate both the objective and the subjective, right? The understanding and the internal and the external, the emotional and the intellectual, right? Some version of that, I think, really does do justice to what the Midrash is getting at, whichever interpretation you take.